माधव जय कुंज बिहारी విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్యష్టోదర శ్రీ శ్రీమదస్టి వాయిన్ గ్రీషుల భై చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాజుల బహుపాదకి ఇస్కాన్ విభి సంస్థాపకాచార్య శీల బహుపాదకి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్యష్టోదర శ్రీ శ్రీమదస్టి వాయిన్ గ్రేస్ శీల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకుర్ బహుపాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిలహరదాస్ ఠాకుర్కి ప్రేమ్సి కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గో గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధా కుండ శ్రీ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ బృందావన ధామకి రావల్ బర్సానా ధామకి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి మాయాపూర్ నవద్వీప్ ధామకి గంగామాయి జమునామాయికి భక్తిదేవి తులసి మహారాణికి కలియుగ పావన్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్కి హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రకి శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి నితాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుర్ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఆన్ ద మోస్ట్ ఆస్పిషియస్ ఒకేజన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రాధాష్టమి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆదిలీలా చాప్టర్ 1 chapter entitled The Spiritual Masters, verse number 5.
Radha,
Krishna,
Pranaya,
Vikritir,
Ladini,
Shaktir,
Asmat,
Ekat,
Eka
Atmanau,
Api,
భువి
పురా
దేహభేదం
గతౌ తౌ
చైతన్యాఖ్యం
ప్రకటమధునా
తద్వయం
చైక్యమాప్తం
రాధాభావ
ద్యుతిసువలితం
నౌమి
కృష్ణ
స్వరూపం.
రాధాకృష్ణ
ప్రణయ
వికృతిర్హ్లాదినీ
శక్తిరస్మాత్
ఏకాత్మానౌ
అపి భువి పురా
దేహభేదం
గతౌ తౌ
చైతన్యాఖ్యం
ప్రకటమధునా
తద్వయం
చైక్యమాప్తం.
రాధాభావ
ద్యుతిసువలితం
నౌమి కృష్ణ స్వరూపం. రాధాకృష్ణ ప్రణయ వికృతిర్హ్లాదిని శక్తిరస్మాత్. ఏకాత్మానో అపి భువి పురా దేహ భేదం గతౌ తౌ. చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకటమధునా తద్వయం చైక్యమాప్తం. రాధాభావద్యుతిసువలితం నౌమి కృష్ణ స్వరూపం. రాధాకృష్ణ ప్రణయ వికృతిర్హ్లాదిని శక్తిరస్మాత్. ఏకాత్మానో అపి భువి పురా దేహ భేదం గతౌ తౌ. చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకటమధునా తద్వయం చైక్యమాప్తం. రాధాభావద్యుతిసువలితం నౌమి కృష్ణ స్వరూపం.
Matajis. రాధా శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి, కృష్ణ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ,
pranaya of love, vikriti the transformation, haladini shaktihi pleasure potency, asmat from this, ekatmanau both the same in identity, api although, bhuvi on earth, pura from beginningless time, deha bhedam separate forms, gatau obtained, tau these two, chaitanyakhyam known as Shri Chaitanya, prakatam manifest, adhuna now, tadvayam the two of them, cha and aikyam unity, aptam obtained, radha of Srimati Radharani, bhava mood, dyuti the luster, suvalitam who is adorned with, naomi I offer my obeisances, Krishna Swarupam to him who is identical with Sri Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united. In the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Hare Krishna. On the most auspicious occasion of Sri Radhashtami, we welcome all the devotees for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class on the discussion of Sri Radha Tattva. So, this particular verse describes the Radha Tattva in great detail. Adilila, 5th verse of the first chapter. And the description of this 5th verse is given in the 4th chapter. And so we will be describing from that section where Lord Krishna's appearance in Brajbhumi and the purpose behind that and the identity of the Brajavasis and what role they play in increasing and enhancing Krishna's pleasure and joy is described. And in that context, what is the position of the gopis? And within the position of the gopis, what is the position of Srimati Radharani? And so, what are some of her qualities? So, a total of 42 qualities of Srimati Radharani are then described by Kaviraj Goswami in a series of verses concluding the explanation of the verse 5. And the verse 5 is describing the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and verse 6 also goes into that description. Purbe jena prithvira bhara horibare Krishna abhaktirna huila shastrite prachare. So shastras describe that Krishna appears to destroy the demons and protect the devotees. Swayam bhagavanera karma nahe bharaharan sthitikarta vishnu karin jagata palan. So, the creation and maintenance of this material world and taking care of all the various manifestations within this material world. That is the responsibility of Vishnu, Jagat Palan, nourishing this world, maintaining this world. But why does Krishna personally appear? Why does Swayam Bhagavan appear? Swayam Bhagavanera Karma Nahe Bharaharan. Swayam Bhagavan is not responsible for Bharaharan. So why does he appear?
Prema rasa niryasa korite aswadan raga marga loke bhakti korite pracharan.
Krishna appears to taste love and to teach love. And therefore, Krishna has two qualities by which he manifests this tasting and teaching of love.
Rasika Shekhara Krishna Parama Karuna Edui Hetu Hoite Ichara Udgama.
Krishna is a connoisseur of love. He has a never-ending curiosity, ambition to taste higher and higher qualities and intensities of love. He is constantly on the search for the highest, most pristine, purest, finest experience of loving exchange. That's what a connoisseur does.
Rasika Shekhara Krishna.
And therefore, Krishna is always on the lookout. And he can actually purchase any amount of love, and he is always searching for that.
Rasika Shekhara Krishna.
Parama Karuna. And once he experiences this love, he also wants to distribute and share that love with others.
Edui hetu hoite ichchara udgama.
With these two purposes, Lord Krishna makes his appearance. And so, he starts thinking,
Amare Ishwara Mane Apana Kehin Tara Prema Vasha Amina Hoi Adhin.
So Krishna is saying that normally people in this world turn towards God as the supreme power.
Amare Ishwara Mane
Apana Kehin, and consider themselves to be subordinate. That is a normal understanding, and that arises at the level of the sense that God is great. That is the beginning of understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. But tara prema vasha ami na hoi adhin. But I cannot be controlled by such people's love, because they have a selfish tinge in their prayer. They are approaching me for fulfilling their own desires. So therefore Krishna specifically manifests the plane which is free from any tinge of selfishness, where every atom is infused with the mood of selfless, intense, loving devotion. And that is the plane of Braja. So Braja has three definitions. Braja means Vrajati Gachati Iti Braja. To move, to roam, to walk. Vrajanti Gava Yasmin Iti Braja. Braja means where the cows, cowherd boys, cowherd men, cowherd women, and the senses roam in the Chaurasi Krosh. Third definition is Gunatitam Param Brahma Vyapakam Braja Uchyate. That plane where the transcendental personality of Godhead is all pervading, that is Braja. So therefore Gokul, Goloka, Shvetadeepa and Vrindavan, these are all four synonyms for Braja. So therefore Krishna is aspiring for a higher taste in the experience of love. He wants to experience something higher, something more subtle, something more refined, something which has not been experienced or seen before. Right? So Srila Prabhupada, when he came to Butler in the initial days, when he first landed in America, then he came to New York, Manhattan, and he was staying with Dr. Mishra. And then he thought, let me go to another place so that I can have my own freedom to preach the way I want. So he shifted a couple of floors below, and that did not even have attached toilet, and Prabhupada had to use a toilet which was a few floors on top. But Srila Prabhupada was very happy that this is like a center, the Krishna temple. So Prabhupada put a sign there, Radha Krishna temple. That small place where he was staying did not even have an attached toilet. But that was the first Radha Krishna temple. Because Srila Prabhupada had installed Srila Saraswati Thakur's desire in his heart. And therefore he was experiencing Braja. And so Prabhupada in one letter wrote, now we have our own Radha Krishna temple. And at that point, Prabhupada was giving a talk. A few people were assembled there. They were absolutely new, all from Manhattan. They had no context of what is this going on. There was no carpet, and Prabhupada was talking about Krishna and Krishna's power. And Prabhupada made a point. No one can conquer Krishna in strength. So the four or five people were sitting there hearing. And Srila Prabhupada said, even on the battlefield, Krishna conquered without any weapons. And he concluded his lecture. He talked a few minutes. And then Srila Prabhupada saw that the audience had blank faces. Because it was the first time they were exposed to something like this. Then Srila Prabhupada then asked the question, have you seen a picture of Krishna on the battlefield? Blank response. Then Prabhupada said, have you seen any picture of Krishna? No response. Then Prabhupada said, one has to know about God by hearing from saintly people. And when you hear from saintly people, that place becomes sacred. That is a sacred place. So one lady raised her hand. She heard sacred as secret. She said, what is the secret place? Prabhupada said, not secret, sacred. Oh, she said, is there not a special majesty in sacred places? She's completely, you know, new, but she kind of was trying to get into the mood, trying to understand what is the sacred place. So Prabhupada said, sacred place becomes sacred because of sacred people. And then Prabhupada said, just like, I came from Vrindavan. I'm here in New York. It's a very advanced city. There are so many facilities. But I'm missing my Vrindavan. I'm not happy here. So the lady immediately is shocked and she says, you're not happy here? If you're not happy here, then why are you here? Prabhupada said, I shall be very happy to return to my Vrindavan. He's just, you know, sharing. Of course, at that time, Prabhupada doesn't know all these pastimes will be shared in public, you know, with everybody. But he's just openly sharing. So then the woman says, then why are you not returning to Vrindavan? So Prabhupada says, it is my duty. I have been ordered by my spiritual master to distribute what I have learnt. And therefore, I am duty bound. Vrindavan is about duty. I must execute my duty. So that is how Prabhupada shared the concept of Vrindavan, Braj, to an absolutely new audience, which was right there in front of him in New York. Again, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in 2002 yatra at the temple of Ghanshyam Babaji. Right? And Prabhupada and Radhanath Maharaj mentioned, and that was also the first time Jananivas Prabhu came for yatra, 2002. And Prabhupada said that, Radhanath Maharaj said, quoting Srila Prabhupada, Vrindavan is all about service. And then he said, the steadiness of service will be put to test by time. But by hearing about the Brajavasi's steady love, one's own devotional service becomes steady. Because steadiness of our service will be put to test by the time factor. And therefore, Maharaj also mentions, love means those who love Krishna. Love means to love those who love Krishna. Love means to love those who aspire to love Krishna. And love means to love those whom Krishna loves. Which means everybody. So that means it leaves us no choice. So therefore, this is a very beautiful understanding of Braj Bhumi, that at our level, execute the duty with diligence and determination. Aapanak badamane amare samahin sei bhave hoi ami tahare adhin. So Krishna says, I am looking for such love where the person who is loving me thinks himself to be greater than me and considers me to be either equal or inferior to. Considers me to be inferior. I am searching for that. Right? So Srila Prabhupada was from Braj, from Vrindavan, Seva Kunj, Radha Damodar temple. And he goes to New York and he meets so many youth. No exposure to Krishna consciousness, no context. Prabhupada has just taken 10 years to translate 3 sections or 3 parts of first canto. Prabhupada is a Sanskrit scholar. You know, he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava to the core. And then he's met by so many young people having no background, no context. But Prabhupada is duty bound. And so Gargamuni Prabhu, he writes in his memories that he was only 18 years old when he met Prabhupada, 17 or 18 years old, and he was just fascinated by Srila Prabhupada's personality. And practically everything Srila Prabhupada spoke or did appeared to be totally different from what they had ever experienced before. So there was nothing which Prabhupada was doing which was anywhere close to the life they had led before, still they were attracted. That is the power of Krishna. He will attract. So then Gargamuni Prabhu says, one of the first things which enchanted him was to see how Prabhupada was eating prasad. Simple thing, but Prabhupada would take prasad in his fingers and then from a distance he threw it. And it went into his mouth. And Gargamuni Prabhu was like, wow, how can you do that? How does that happen? I've never seen anyone, shooting food from a distance like that. So he sat down. He thought, let me also try. He picked up and he threw, the prasad hit the wall behind. It went right by his ear. And the person sitting next to him said, "Don't imitate. The whole plate will become empty. You better eat." So he realized, okay, here is some very special personality. What he is speaking, what he is doing appears to be totally divine. But he is our well-wisher. Associating with him means transforming our habits, changing our thought process. But let us try. And therefore, they applied themselves to this higher ambition of Anya Bhilashita Shunyam. So it was something higher, it was something unique, but they made an effort. And that is what requires to take the first step. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that human form of life is very rare, and in human form of life, the Bhagavatam is inspiring us to have the highest aspirations. Otherwise, animalistic pleasures we have had before also. Prabhupada and his disciples were moving and they saw a few people, you know, playing with pigs in mud. And one of the devotees told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, they are playing with pigs like this in the mud. Next life they are going to become pigs." Prabhupada said, "Why next life? In this life also they are like pigs only." And then Prabhupada said, "There is no point picking up a fight with the pigs. If you develop an ambition, I will fight the pig, then that ambition is useless." Why? Because if you lose fighting against the pig, people will ridicule you. You lost against pigs. Even if you win, people will say you won against pig only. You are like a pig. So while choosing one's aspirations and ambitions, choose something which behooves the human form of life. And therefore, here, Krishna is saying that I am trying to inspire the devotees to develop higher aspirations, just like that of the Brajavasis. Mata more putra bhave kore na bandhan atihi na jnane kore lalana palan. So mother thinks, "Oh, if I do not feed Krishna, what will happen?" So she is doing lalan and palan. Sakha shuddha sakhe kore skandhe arohan. Tumi kon bad loka, tumi amisam. So the Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, they jump on Krishna's shoulders and they say, "Do you think you are someone great? You and me, we are same." So Krishna likes that when he hears this. Priya jadi manakori koroye bhartsan vedastuti hoite sei moraman. So when the gopis, they chastise Krishna, that chastisement by the gopis of Krishna gives pleasure to Krishna more than Veda stutis. Veda stuti hoite hore sei moraman. In Manasi Ganga, when Krishna is having pastimes with the gopis, so as they are having their nauka vihar, so Krishna has taken the form of a boatman. And as he has taken the form of a boatman and he is crossing, suddenly Krishna turns to the gopis and says that, you know, the boat appears to be very heavy and we cannot move forward because of the heavy weight. So you will have to lighten the weight of the boat. Only then I can go forward. So they said, "What should we do?" So Krishna said, "Throw some of your stuff which you have." So some of their sweets and yogurt they started throwing. Then he continued for some time. Again he stopped. And they said, "What happened?" "Well, no, it is still heavy. You need to lighten the weight some more." So they said, "What should we do?" Krishna said, throw away some of your jewelry. So they started throwing some of their jewelry. And then they went ahead some more time. And then Krishna again stopped. And then Krishna, you know, just slept there and started yawning. And they said, "What happened?" He said, "I am feeling tired." They said, "We did whatever you told us. Now what is the problem?" He says, "No. If you have to go forward, you have to do something." They said, "What?" He said, "Massage my hands and legs." They said, "If you don't row, we'll pick you up and throw you in the water." So at that time, suddenly Krishna orchestrated through Yogamaya a severe storm. And because of that storm, everything started shaking. And then it created such a havoc that the boat was about to capsize, and Srimati Radharani, out of great fear, held Krishna's neck. And when she held Krishna's neck, her hand went on Krishna's, you know, waist, and she picked out a flute and she realized this is Krishna. So the pastimes in Vrindavan, where the gopis are chastising Krishna, that gives more pleasure to Krishna. Priya yadi manakuri karaye bharsan vedastuti hoite. It is more attractive to me, hare sei muraman. That attracts me much more than that. So Krishna, with these thoughts, then appears in this world. Eshuddha bhaktalaya karimu angikar kariba vibhida vidha adbhuta bihar. So with such a select group of highest quality of lovers, I decide to appear in this world in Braj Bhumi. Vaikunthyadye nahi jeje lilara prachar se lila kariba jate mora chamatkar. These pastimes which I demonstrate in Braj are not demonstrated, not revealed even in Vaikuntha. And so, in Braj Bhumi, amongst all the different rasas, one of the most special rasas is manifested by the gopis. Mobishaye gopi ganer upapati bhave yogamaya karibeka apana prabhave. Yogamaya orchestrates in such a way that the gopis, although they have their husbands and family, still they develop an irresistible attraction towards me, and I also develop irresistible attraction towards the gopis. And they consider me to be their paramour. Amiha na janitaha na jane gopi gana duharupa gune duhar nitya hore mana. The form and the qualities of the gopis enchant me, and I also become enchanted. The gopis also become enchanted by my form, by my qualities. And in this way, the gopis give up all of their duties. They are willing to sacrifice that which is most dear, because selflessness is demonstrated by one's willingness to give up that which is most dear. And therefore, for a married lady in a conservative society, the chastity and the acceptance in society and the respect is the most dear, and they were willing to sacrifice that. Dharma chadi rage duhe koroye milan kabhu mile kabhu na mile daivera ghatan. And they were willing to give this up, dharma chadi rage, inspired by that attraction, attachment, spontaneous love. Dharma chadi rage duhe koroye milan. And we would meet, giving up all kinds of social customs and norms. So the question arises, what is dharma? So karmavada basically means destiny does not matter, My actions determine the results. That is karmavad. Daivavad means destiny alone determines everything. Action don't matter. But the holistic understanding is both our actions and destiny matter, but under the influence of the time factor. So therefore, karma plus daiva plus kala then gives the karma phala. Therefore, dharma has three steps. The first step is doing our karma. Second step is accepting the daiva or destiny. And the third step is waiting for kala to manifest the results. And therefore, here in Braja, these Brajavasis, they had such intense attachment for Krishna, they crossed all the boundaries of dharma. Dharma chhadi rage, duhe karaye milan. Ei sabarasa niryasa, kariba aswad, ei dware kariba sabha bhaktira prasad. Our attachment, our love was beyond any kind of language, any kind of social norms and customs. It transcended all norms. Eidvare kariba sabha bhaktire prasad. And by manifesting these pastimes, I have created a subject matter specifically for the nourishment and the satisfaction of the devotees. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam carries the language of love. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramaham Sameka Sahitam Jnanam Param Giyate. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had gone for, learning Hindi in 1994-95 to Mussoorie along with Sridhar Maharaj and one or two other devotees, godbrothers. So everybody was excited. Oh, Maharaj has gone to learn Hindi. So he returned after a month. And then when he came, so we were all very eager. That, it will be like a different bhav. Conversing with Maharaj in Hindi, maja aega. Apnapan aur lagega. So then, as soon as Maharaj came, whenever he arrives, he doesn't talk much. Comes straight to his room, and that time not too many were there, so we all came into the room, and then we said, Maharaj, you have learnt Hindi. Kuch boliye. Hindi mein kuch boliye. And Maharaj folded his hands, and he said, Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai. So, what I have realized is, when I see him in Vrindavan, interacting with some of the old Brajavasi friends, he speaks only English, they speak only Hindi. But somehow, it is the language of the heart which manifests, and I have not seen language acting as a barrier. So therefore, here, Krishna is saying, I come here to experience that bhav. Brajara nirmala raga shuni bhakta gana raga marge bhajayena chadi dharma karma. And on the path of spontaneous love, all of these Brajavasis give up all dharma and karma. And therefore, although Krishna leaves Vrindavan, why do the Brajavasis never leave Vrindavan? After 12 years, Krishna goes to Mathura. And traveling to Mathura is not long distance. It takes us only 1 hour. If you walk, it may take the whole day. So why such make a hue and cry? Chalaya? Just go right there. And in Dwarka is not too far. But why the Brajavasis continued waiting and did not give up their life also? There are five reasons Acharya has described. First is, the experience of Braja Ras is something unique, and they do not want to experience that exchange in any other plane apart from Braj. Second, Krishna had made a promise, I will return. Third, the memories which the Brajavasis had with Krishna was so enchanting, so sweet, so deep, that those memories kept them alive. Fourth, Uddhava and Narad Muni, when they visited, they spoke about Krishna and brought Krishna's message. That Krishna Katha kept them alive. Right? Shravanat, Darshanat, Dhyanat, Mai Bhavonu Kirtanat, Na Tatha Sannikarishena Pratiyata Tatogrihan. Krishna tells the Brahman Patnis that it is not by physical proximity but by hearing, by contemplation that you will actually experience my presence. And then the fifth reason why the Brajavasis did not leave their body, although it was such an excruciating pain, was they did not want to give Krishna the pain. Because who would have felt the greatest pain if they had given up their life? Krishna would have felt the greatest pain. And therefore they were willing to go through excruciating personal pain at the cost of giving pleasure to Krishna. That is Brajera Nirmala Raga, the spontaneous mood and emotion of Braja. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham dehamashrita bhajate tadrishi krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet. In the Raslila pastime, this verse is described as one of the most important. Why Krishna performs the Rasalila pastime? Anugrahaya bhaktanam. To show compassion to the human society. Manusham deham ashrita. Therefore he appears in human society. To share moods which are most relevant to human society. Right? Athanyatapi krishnascha toka charitam adbhutam manusham lokamasadya tatajatim manurundhata. Parikshit Maharaj says, I want to hear about the childhood pastimes because practically whole of human society is composed of families and families have children. They have experience of the different challenges faced in rearing a child, exchanging affection and love with a child. They can relate with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai and then start having aspiration that we can also follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. And therefore, bhajate tadrashi krida ya shrutva. And the deepest emotion on the materialistic platform is the emotion of sexual bonding. So how to purify that? Bhajate tadrashi krida ya shrutva. By hearing Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, which is on the pure platform, tat paro bhavet. One can purify oneself of these lusty desires. And so when Mahaprabhu meets Ramananda Raya, it is Sarabhaum Bhattacharya who says to Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya ache Godavari tire adhikari hoyate ho Vidyanagare. You must meet Ramananda Raya. Because Sarabhaum Bhattacharya knows that Ramananda Raya is the person who will ignite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Radha Bhava. Dyuti Suvalitam was already there. But Mahaprabhu had inaugurated the Sankirtan. But he had also come to experience Srimati Radharani's mood. And that experience was ignited, started after the meeting and conversation with Ramananda Raya. Bhajate Tadrashi Krida Ya Shrutva. So Krishna, when he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not exclude himself. That for me also, I will put myself in that same position that by hearing from Ramananda Raya about the gopis' love and Srimati Radharani's love, I will start experiencing that transcendental emotion. Therefore, Shravanam is a non-negotiable factor. And therefore Mahaprabhu tells Ramananda Raya, Prabhu kahe aage koho shunite paaye sukhe, apurva amrita nadi bahe tomar mukhe. Please speak more and more about these nectarian pastimes. By hearing about this, my heart is inundated with ecstasy. And therefore, Mahaprabhu tells Ramananda Raya that Jaiche Shunilo Taiche Dekhilo Tomar Mahima Radha Krishna Premarasa Gyanir Tumisima. I have heard about you, but by meeting you and hearing from you, I can come to the understanding that whatever Sarabhaum Bhattacharya spoke about you was accurate. It was perfect. And therefore, Mahaprabhu's putting himself in the mood of a devotee who is eager to hear. Tomar thani aila tomar mohima shuniya tumi mor stuti kara sanyasi janiya. Are you are glorifying me, considering me to be sannyasi, but the purpose of my appearance is to sit and hear from you so that I can experience the Brajabhav. So therefore, I have two options. Either accept your respect on a social platform, or I expect my need to be purified by hearing from a qualified source. And that need is at the level of the soul, and I want to fulfill that need. So therefore, just ignore that social aspect of respecting me, because that is my greatest hankering to hear from you. Human life is very rare, and therefore Dehinam Kshana Bhangura Tatrapi Durlabham Manye Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam. Any opportunity to hear must not be given up. In 1993, there was an earthquake in Latur, and then Radhanath Maharaj was giving a lecture, and then he quoted in that lecture, you know, some reports had come, thousands of people were killed, but there were two interesting people who were saved. There was a family whose house was always infested by snakes, and the snakes would keep coming inside the house. So at night, out of fear, this family was sleeping outside the house. So when the earthquake happened, the house collapsed. Because they were sleeping outside, fearing snake, they were saved. So Maharaj said, snake was supposed to kill, but snake saved them. Fear of snakes saved them. And then there was a 3-month-old baby in a family, and all the family members died. This 3-month-old baby was sleeping in an iron cradle. The cradle was robust. So when whatever fell on top of the cradle, it did not hit the child. And the child, the 3-month-old child, completely helpless to protect oneself, was saved. So then Maharaj said that we pray for all of those who have departed, but we should learn from them. They are also our Shiksha Gurus, that we cannot take human life and the time available in human form of life for granted. Death can come at any moment. So the urgency has to be noted. And therefore Ramananda Raya and Mahaprabhu conversation represents that urgency to use every moment to hear more intensely about Krishna Katha. Amanistarite tomar iha agaman poromo dayalu tumi patita pavan. Ramananda Raya says, you are patita pavan, you please deliver me. But Mahaprabhu says, no, I want to hear from you. So therefore, Eimata bhakta bhava kori angikar apani achari bhakti korila prachar. In this way, it is said that Krishna comes with his own devotees in order to demonstrate the pure love of Sri Vrindavan. And there is one special feature in Vrindavan which is not there in Vaikuntha. Parakiya bhave oti rosira ullasa brajavina iha anyatra nahi ara. Only in Braj there is parakiya bhav. Why parakiya bhav creates more joy for Krishna? Because where there is more risk, there is more excitement. Where there is more excitement, there is more joy. And so many games are created with that, you know, kind of a thing. And why sports is so all attractive to people in Kali Yuga is excitement, uncertainty. So therefore, the risk is taken, and because the stakes are high and the gopis are willing to go through that risk, parakiya bhave ati rasira ullas. It's all conducted by Yoga Maya, it is not mundane. But the more obstacles are created, the more effort has to be taken to overcome that obstacle, and the more effort is taken to overcome the obstacle, the more love has to be generated from the deepest core of one's heart. Brajvadhu ganer ei bhavaniravadhi taramadhye shri radhaya bhavira avadhi. So there are all of these millions of gopis who are in parakiya ras with Krishna, risking their reputation, risking being chastised, risking ostracized by society. But amongst them, taramadhye shri radhaya bhavir avadhi, Srimati Radharani's bhava is the highest. So from this point onwards, Kaviraj Goswami starts pointing or noting Radharani has unlimited qualities, but in this section, in the explanation of the fifth verse, he notes 42 qualities. So he begins with Radharani's first quality, that Radharani amongst all the gopis and all the Brajavasis has the highest emotion for Krishna in Braja. Taramadhye Shri Radhaya Bhavera Avadhi. That is the highest. Like that. And therefore, you know, in Lalita Madhav, Srila Rupa Goswami describes about Srimati Radharani's appearance, and His Holiness Bhaktacharu Maharaj quoted this pastime in 2014 lecture on Radhashtami. That, you know, and the way Krishna and their consorts appear, they make it dramatic. Because what attracts our attention? Drama. Is it not? Newspaper, websites, all of that try to give drama. The more dramatic something is, more it attracts attention. Right? You don't have pastime which says, Krishna got up in the morning, ate lunch, went to sleep. Next day again he got up, got some poha. And then, you know, Yashoda Mai said, take care, I'm going to do my household work. He said, yes, yes. He sat down with the books and was studying very obediently for 3-4 hours. Yashoda Mai came, said, well done, bahut achha padhai kiya. Gave him lunch, Krishna went to sleep. And then at night, 7 o'clock, he went to sleep. So this will not attract anyone's attention. So Krishna has to make things dramatic. Right? Ravana has to be killed. So if Krishna just produces heart attack to Ravana, and Ravana just dies with all the 10 heads, it is not going to, you know, bring all of us to a lecture to hear. To attract attention, there has to be something exciting. So therefore the pastimes are orchestrated that way. And what attracts attention more compared to positive and negative is negative. Conflict. Right? So, an inherent part of drama is that everything will begin, the story plot, but then in between you have to insert some conflict somewhere. When that conflict comes, then okay, what is this? So, Vindhya mountain ranges, King Vindhya, he felt that, oh, Himalaya, he is very lucky, fortunate, his daughter Parvati got married to Lord Shiva, got Shiva as a son-in-law. I want a daughter who will get married to someone who will defeat Lord Shiva. So Vindhya got this thought and he started worshipping Lord Brahma. Brahma appeared in front of him and said, what is your desire? He said, this is my desire. I want a, you know, son-in-law who will defeat Lord Shiva. Brahma said, Tathastu. After saying Tathastu, he realized, Are, who will defeat? And Brahma had already received feedback before from Narsingdev. Be careful before giving benedictions. Once someone is given feedback, it has an effect on the mind. And then he was thinking what to do. Then he started doing tapasya and started praying deeply. And Srimati Radharani appeared. And he prayed that, you know, you please, you are the eternal daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, but you also appear to Vindhyaji so that, you know, ultimately Krishna can defeat Lord Shiva. That is the only way this can be fulfilled. So, Srimati Radharani gave blessings and then at that point, she appeared in the womb of Kirtida, but by Yoga Maya, she was brought to Vindhya's wife. And then at that point, two girls were born. One was Chandravali, one was Srimati Radharani. But at that time, when Yogamaya appeared as the eighth child and warned Kamsa that the person has already appeared to kill you, because you know Akashvani came. Why the Akashvani happened? Because the demigods were very fearful when they saw Kamsa driving the chariot for, you know, Devaki and Vasudev. He was showing excessive affection and love, genuine affection. So the demigods got bewildered that if Kamsa drives the chariot for a few more minutes, Krishna will put Kamsa's activity in the category of Vaishnav Seva. And he will lock Kamsa in the category of, you know, Agyata Sukriti Vaishnav. And then nothing, the Sudarshan will not act on him only. So we have to do something before Kamsa gets credits. So therefore the Akashvani came on time. So in such a scenario, when the Yogamaya came up and then she told Kamsa, you think you are going to be escaping? But two boys have already been born and they are going to be responsible for your death. And actually, eight resplendent girls have already been born. And out of them, two are super excellent. And when Kamsa heard this, he immediately ordered Putana, kill all the child boys who have been born in the last some time and abduct all the girls. So Putana, when she saw Radharani and Chandravali, she abducted them. So Vindhya became very angry and he told the Brahmanas, you chant the Rakshasa Nashana mantra. And they started chanting the mantras and Putana suddenly saw that her power is going down. As Putana experienced her power going down, she dropped the two girls. And they fell on lotuses. And one of them, Srimati Radharani, fell on a lotus which was found by Vrishabhanu Maharaj and brought back home. And in this way, in a very dramatic manner, one of the pastimes of how Srimati Radharani appeared is described. So there are many other pastimes of how Srimati Radharani appeared that have been described. But we will not discuss those right now. But she is appearing for the purpose of demonstrating the highest emotion in Braja towards Krishna. And so it is said here, the second quality which he demonstrates. Praudha nirmala bhava prema sarvottama krishnira madhurya rasa asvada karan. The second quality she expresses is purity, and the third is she facilitates Krishna's experience of love. Ata eva sei bhava angikara kori sadhilena nijavancha gauranga shrihari. And accepting this mood and form, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this world. Radha Krishna eka atma dui deha dhari anyonye vilase rasa asvadana kori. So Radha Krishna, the fourth quality is they are non-different from each other. So Radharani is non-different from Krishna. But then the fifth quality is they taste rasa mutually. She appears so that the taste of rasa can happen amongst each other. And so today's verse which we saw, that is explained. Radhika hoena krishnera pranaya vikara swarupa shakti hladini namayara. So who is Srimati Radharani? Krishnera pranaya vikara. So that is the sixth quality. Srimati Radharani is Krishna's love transformed. Pranaya vikara. Swarupa shakti. She is the swarupa shakti which is known as hladini. And what is Hladini Shakti's role? There are two roles which Hladini Shakti has. So Krishna has three energies, Samvit, Sandini, Hladini. Of unlimited energy, 16 are prominent out of this. Samvit, Sandini, Hladini are described. Hladini Karaye, Krishne Ananda Aswadan, Hladini Radwara Kore Bhaktira Poshan. So Hladini Shakti has two roles. First, to please Krishna, and second, to nourish devotees. That is the Hladini Shakti. Right? In the early 70s, there was one boy in America who was in a very wealthy family. Then he rebelled and became a hippie. And he was moving in the streets, you know, without any money. And he was not used to this kind of a poverty-stricken lifestyle. So suddenly one day when he was walking by, he saw a dustbin. And on the dustbin he saw, you know, a watermelon which had been rejected. I mean, there was some fault maybe. So it was rejected. A full big watermelon. So he used to love watermelon a lot. And for a long time, he had not been able to afford to buy a watermelon. So he got enchanted. He thought, wow, this is the watermelon after a long time. So he went there. And when he tried to pick up the watermelon, it was round and smooth. So when he touched it, it went into the dustbin. So he said, oh, it went in. So he put his hand inside and he was struggling to get the watermelon. But before that, he caught hold of a book. And along with the watermelon, he bought out this book that was Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then he started reading the Bhagavad Gita. He couldn't understand anything, but he only understood one line in the introduction. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and you'll be happy. So he had not met any devotee and he just started chanting the mantra. And because it was written H-A-R-E in English, H-A-R-E is, you know, pronounced as hair. So he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. But he was doing it sincerely. But because he was chanting on a regular basis, he got purified, he got more curious, and he started trying to figure out where is a nearby place, and then he heard about New Vrindavan and he came and joined New Vrindavan temple. And then he became, you know, an initiated devotee. So, he had no idea what is the meaning of this. but he chanted that. So Phaladini Shakti was activated because offense was not committed. Aparadha means, radha means satisfaction, aparadha means diminishing satisfaction. So therefore, you know, when we offend devotees, then apaghata radha. So Srimati Radharani switches off the supply of the Hladini Shakti. So when the Hladini Shakti stops entering our system, then the nourishment is gone. And that is the root cause of dissatisfaction in spite of externally practicing devotional rituals. So therefore, Hladini Karaye, what does Hladini do? Krishne Ananda Swadan Hladini Radwara Kore Bhaktira Poshan. So Hladini Shakti nourishes devotees. So that is a very important principle, and therefore His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in one of his Ishtagoshtis was mentioning, your spiritual advancement will very much depend on how you are able to successfully negotiate your relationship with other Vaishnavas in the Vaishnava Sangha. And so he said, best is one must try to cooperate. He mentioned six steps. First he said, try to cooperate. If you can't cooperate, try to adjust. If you can't adjust, try to accept. You know, whatever the devotees are. If you can't accept, at least respect the differences which are there. That I am totally different from this person. If not, fifth, tolerate. And if that is also not possible, sixth is ignore. But don't offend. But we must try to do things within the first two or three steps only. And not try to go for the last of ignore. Mahabhava Swarupa Shri. So now it is described, what is Hladini? Hladini Radwara Kore Bhaktira Poshan. So now, what is the understanding of Hladini Shakti? Hladini ra sara prema, prema sara bhav, bhavera paramakashtha, nama mahabhav. Mahabhava swarupa shri radha thakurani, sarva guna khoni krishna kanta shiromani. So now, what is Hladini? Hladini ra sara, the essence of Hladini is prema. And the essence of prema is bhava. The essence of bhava is mahabhava. And the essence or the condensed mahabhava is Srimati Radharani. And therefore, the seventh quality of Srimati Radharani is, she is a personification of mahabhava. And eighth quality is sarva guna khani. She is personification of all divine qualities. And ninth is Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is the supreme consort of Krishna. Amongst the Lakshmis, Mahishis and the Gopis, she is the supreme consort. And therefore, Krishna prema bhavita jara chitendriya kai, Krishna nija shakti radha lilara sahai. 11th quality is, she embodies Krishna prema. 10th quality is, she prioritizes Krishna's ecstasy. Right? She prioritizes Krishna's ecstasy, and for that, she is willing to be supported and assisted by Bahukanta Vina Nahe Rasera Ullas, by many, many gopis, millions of gopis. So one may think, oh, if too many people are there, competition will increase. So how will it work? But she understands that when Bahukanta, when many are there, Krishna's pleasure grows in that variety. So the variety is a very essential ingredient for enhancing Krishna's pleasure. And therefore, Srimati Radharani facilitates all of these Lakshmis, Mahishis and Gopis so that she knows this increases Krishna's pleasure. And that is her whole idea. She embodies Krishna Prema. She exceeds all the other Lakshmis, Mahishis and Gopis in love. And she is Krishna's own energy and the main pastime assistant for Krishna. So this is the 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th qualities of Srimati Radharani. So she is the main pastime assistant so that Krishna's experience of joy increases in the pastime. So one time, Krishna, Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they are in Vrindavan, and there is a small lake, a small pond, and there are lots of monkeys who are jumping up and down in Vrindavan, up and down the trees nearby Krishna. And so Lalita Sakhi looks at this scene and she says, you know, this reminds me of a pastime that in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra had appeared. And Lord Ramachandra's consort Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana and held captive in Lanka. And there was an ocean which separated the two. Lord Ram could not cross the ocean. Hanumanji had to cross the ocean. And later even the bridge had to be built. The monkey soldiers only had to make it. So when Krishna heard this, he became a little agitated. And he said, I am that same Ram. I am that same Raghunath. I am the one who built that bridge. I am the one who killed Ravana. So the gopis looked at Radharani and they all started laughing. And Lalita Devi started laughing, looked at Krishna and said, oh, you are the same Raghunath. Ramchandra had only one consort Sita. How many you have? And you are saying that, you know, you are that same Raghunath? We cannot believe this. So Krishna said, what do you mean you cannot believe? Lalita said, Are Ram made a whole bridge across Lanka, on the way to Lanka, across the ocean. See this pond? Can you make a bridge across? Krishna said, of course I can. So Lalita said, okay, then do it. Krishna turned to the gopis and said, okay, bring all the stones. I will do it. Lalita said, Baba, why should we do it? Ram used monkeys. So you see these monkeys simply eating butter all day and jumping here and there? Engage them. So Krishna immediately pointed to the monkeys, engaged the monkeys, and the monkeys brought the first stone. Krishna picked up the stone, looked at Srimati Radharani and prayed to her, please bless that this will float. And then Krishna put that stone on the pond and it floated. And then like that, the whole, you know, bridge was made. So when the bridge was made, Krishna crossed to the other side and Vishakha Devi was on the other side. And Lalita Devi said, Are, there are so many people who show mystic power. So many magicians are there. You are also like one of that magician only. Krishna, Are, I did everything you told me, still you don't believe. And all the gopis started laughing. So these are exchanges of intimacy and love. Apanara badamane amare samahin, considering themselves to be superior, and that increases the exchange of emotions. And therefore, she is the chief pastime assistant. Then the 14th quality of Srimati Radharani is Taramadhyebraje नाना भाव रस भेदे कृष्णा के कराए रासादिक लीला स्वादे. She facilitates Krishna's tasting the mellows of Rasa Leela. That is, you know, something which Srimati Radharani does. And then, in one verse, four qualities are described by Kaviraj Goswami. And this is a famous verse, often quoted by, first time I heard from Deenbandhu Prabhu. So you please repeat after me. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani, Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani. So the 15th quality is she pleases Krishna, Govinda Nandini. 16th, Govinda Mohini, she attracts Krishna. 17th, Govinda Sarvasva, she considers Govinda and Govinda's desire and will to be everything. And 18th, Sarvakanta Shiromani, which has been described before, again repeated. She is the best of all the consorts. And then Kaviraj Goswami quotes from the Puranas the famous verse. Please repeat after me. Devi Krishnamai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarvalakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. So she is resplendent, 19th, 20, most beautiful, 21, she is the most lovely abode of worship, an abode of the love sport of Krishna. So then, you know, from this point onwards, various descriptions in verses where each one of these words, Devi, Krishnamayi, Radhika, Paradevata, Sarvalakshmi, Sarvakanti, Sammohini, each of these words is described with several meanings in detail to complete the list of 42 qualities of Srimati Radharani. So, you know, if you just look at this one particular word, that Devi Kohidyotamana Parama Sundari Kimba Krishna Puja Kridara Basati Nagari. So she is the lovely abode of worship of Krishna and she is the abode of the love sport of Krishna. So in Vrindavan, in order to increase Krishna's love and to increase attraction of conditioned souls in future to hear about Radha and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna expands himself as Abhimanyu. And that Abhimanyu becomes a husband of Radharani. And Radharani gets a mother-in-law, Jatila. You know, and Abhimanyu's sister, Kutila. So Jatila and Kutila. Right? Even on television, you know, Saas Bahu serial went for almost one decade. Attracts attention. So therefore Krishna performs this pastime, right, of Abhimanyu, Jatila and Kutila, so that there is some obstacle. And when that obstacle is there, it enhances the flavor. So one time when Abhimanyu went out, so Krishna took the form of Abhimanyu and he came because he wanted to meet Radharani. So Jatila looked at Abhimanyu and said, hey, you just went, you came again? Says, no, you know, I just had something to finish, so I have come back again. So he came inside. And then after some time, the real Abhimanyu came back. So Krishna was with Radharani in the form of Abhimanyu. When the real Abhimanyu came, his mother got confused. Hare, you just came in. Jatila looked at him. Says, no, I came just now. And she thought he's a fraud. She took a broom and started beating him. And then finally, after a lot of investigation, it was revealed he's only Abhimanyu. So she rushed inside. And then Krishna realized, I'm going to be caught. So he jumped across the window and started running away. So they said, catch him. We have to have the evidence. But then Krishna ran away. And Kutila went to the bed on which Radharani was sitting and found a flute. She picked up the flute and found, I found the proof. Krishna was here. Radharani is unchaste. And she's spending time with Krishna in solitude. And at that time, Paurnamasi came there and said, hey, what are you talking about? And she started laughing. Just by seeing this flute, you think this is evidence that Krishna was here? She said, of course, who else carries flute? So Paurnamasi said, come, I'll show you what is going on. And she took him to Jatila's room. And on Jatila's room, on her bed, two flutes were lying. And she took her to Kutila's room, 12 flutes were lying. And they were bewildered, what is going on? And Paurnamasi said, did you not know? Today, there was a rain of flutes in Vrindavan. So in this way, they got bewildered. But somehow, Srimati Radharani was feeling very morose that all the time I am being accused of being unchaste. But I cannot give up my desire to associate with Krishna also. But maybe in this lifetime I will never be able to associate with Krishna freely without being accused of being unchaste. Better to give up my body. So Krishna, who was lying on Yashoda Mai's lap, suddenly realized what Radharani is thinking. And Krishna thought, I have to intervene. So immediately at that point, Krishna fainted. And when Krishna fainted, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai got bewildered. They said, hey, what happened to Krishna? And at that time, a person who was dressed as a vaidya came there. And Nanda Maharaj looked at him and said, hey, can you help my son? He just fainted. We don't know how to revive him. And the vaidya took the pulse of Krishna and said, very difficult situation. Said, come on, please tell us, what can be done to revive him? Said, very special medicine is required. Only that medicine will work. Otherwise, nothing else will work. Said, what will work? Tell us. Yamuna Jal. Okay, Yamuna Jal, we will go immediately. No. In a bucket. Okay, we have the bucket. No. In a bucket full of 1,000 holes. You have to get Yamuna Jal in a bucket full of 1,000 holes. Said, how is that possible? A chaste lady who is absolutely chaste, she will be able to bring Yamuna Jal even with 1,000 holes. Yashoda Mai said, then I will go immediately. Said, no, mother is disqualified. Not eligible. So then so many others tried. All of them failed. The water was going out from the holes. Then they were losing hope. Then Ananda Maharaj said, Vaidyaji, please try something else. He said, yeah, let me do some calculation. Closed his eyes. And then he said, there are two very chaste personalities. They have high chances of making it successful. And who are they? Jatila and Kutila. They went and informed Jatila Kutila that you have been declared amongst the two most chastest ladies. They said, oh wow, that's a great honor. So Jatila went with the bucket. Kutila said, mother, you don't have to bother. I'll take care of this. So she went, she failed. Jatila started shouting, I didn't expect you to be unchaste. Nonsense. I always trusted you. He says, no, I don't know what happened. So Jatila went, she picked up, she also failed. So at this time, they said, Vaidyaji, please do something. What is going to happen to Krishna? Vaidya again closed his eyes. He meditated. And he said, there is one personality who is definitely going to make it happen. Who is the chastest amongst all. He said, who is that? Srimati Radharani. And Jatila and Kutila started laughing. What are you saying? We have caught her red-handed. She is the most unchaste. He says, no, she will make it happen. So they went. So Yashodamai said, I am going to convince her. Yashodamai ran to Srimati Radharani and said, you have to get this water, otherwise Krishna cannot be revived. And we want this water from the most chaste. And you have been declared by the Vaidya the most chaste. Only you can do it. Radharani said, I have had enough of this. So many people have been bothering me, accusing me. And now you want to make this a public joke or what? No. You have to do it, otherwise who will revive Krishna? For Krishna's sake you have to do. So finally Srimati Radharani agreed. And she went. And with that bucket of 1,000 holes, she pulled the water out and not a single drop percolated out. And she brought and sprinkled the water on Krishna. And Krishna was revived. And by the way, guess who was the Vaidya? Krishna himself. So this was all pastimes orchestrated by Krishna, you know, in order to enhance his love. And therefore, towards the end of this chapter, this verse is described that Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shaktiman Duivastu Bhedanai Shastra Praman. So this Radha and Krishna are Shakti and Shaktiman. They are non-different. Just like musk and scent and fire and heat. And therefore, they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eka Iswarup Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhare Duirup. To enjoy the mellows of Leela, they have taken these two forms. So, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in one of his lectures, mentions how to experience these mellows of Braja. Learn to associate with devotees properly. So, on the occasion of Radhashtami, let our prayer at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani be that please empower us to associate with the devotees, number one, without judging devotees. Number two, without comparing with other devotees. Number three, without taking sides. And if we are in a position of authority in administration or management or leadership, let us know that the only authority which sustains in a spiritual society in the long run is that which is performed with compassion. And therefore, whatever decision making I may engage in, may I do that in the mood to uplift others with humility, compassion, and without judgment. And with these prayers, let us spend our entire day on this most auspicious Shri Radhashtami Mahotsav in a mood of contemplation, devotion, and gratitude for the causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose grace we have now received access to the most precious words of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, from which such intimate meanings of Sri Radha Tattva have been revealed. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani ki Shri Radhashtami Mahamohutsav.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.